to her today. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. We can be lights that drive away darkness. Every Christmas Eve, our church holds a candlelight service in which each person participating is given an unlit candle and ushered into a darkened room. Then during the service, a flame is passed from person to person until every candle is lit and the darkness is driven away. We meet in a dark room to remind ourselves of what Jesus said in John 12, I've come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in darkness. We pass the flame to remind ourselves that we're each responsible for letting the light of Christ shine out through us in a world filled with darkness, hatred, and sin. This is what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about when he said, darkness can't drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate, only love can do that. As we celebrate Dr. King's legacy this week, may we never forget that we can be lights that drive away darkness and hatred. That's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
near
why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The 2019 Subaru Outback, it comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPS estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, how about a cold night tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature near the freeze mark by dawn, right around 32. Tomorrow will be a little warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Probably one of the nicest days of the week, mostly sunny, then becoming cloudy towards evening. Rain moving in tomorrow night and also on Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high around 66. Then the precipitation ends by Thursday morning. It turns breezy and cold with a high temperature barely up to about 50 on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
First, there was Calvin Klein's obsession. Then, Elizabeth Taylor's passion. Now comes an exciting new fragrance inspired by America's number one television star. Introducing Roseanne Barr's Derriere.
Hey, gals. You know, women like you and me are never gonna look like Liz Taylor. So why should we smell like her? Just do what I do. Splash some of this junk on and tell your stud muffin to kiss your derriere.
Imagine how you'll feel with Roseanne Barr's derriere on your face.
Believe me, there's nothing bigger than my derriere.
Derriere. Just look for the huge pink can, new from Estée Lauder.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
She had a ticket for an aeroplane. Gonna make a quick trip to Afghanistan. But before she even boarded, her mission got aborted. Donald wrote Nancy a letter. The money it cost wasn't hers to spend. While we were waiting for the shutdown to end, he told her just to wait, stay home, negotiate. Donald wrote Nancy a letter. Donald wrote her a letter and told her that we were gonna have to build that wall. And when she got back to work, she found all her luggage sitting out in the hall.
You son of a...
Now Nancy is back in Washington, still not getting anything done. It seems her free vacation had a very short duration, 'cause Donald wrote Nancy a letter. Yeah, Donald wrote Nancy a letter.
Attention, please. Attention. United States Air Force Airlines now loading for Afghanistan. If you'll please make your way to the concourse and, what? Check that. That plane is not boarding. That flight has been canceled. If you have any questions, just check your email.
I hope he addressed it, dear... That's what I'm...
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And if he did, he should be applauded for using better language than I would. It's happy hour on this holiday for many. On News Talk 93.1 FM. My name is Greg. He's Joyce.
And here they are.
Washed up Jeff.
Please clap.
I now call this radio station to order.
Oh, really? We're going to get bring order to this place?
No.
That seems like a fool's errand.
Yeah. Yep. Reminds me of something Mayor Daley said in Chicago. He was known for being wildly inarticulate at times.
Yes.
But he ran the city and the trains were on time, so what do you want?
Like Mussolini?
But there was some big guns of McGilla going on somewhere in the city, and the police were accused of whatever brutality, you know, by the usual same people that are stirring it up today. And he famously said at a press conference, the police aren't here to create disorder, they're here to preserve it. Everybody knew what he meant.
Right.
But it was classic Richard J. Daley. And the city, I honestly don't know, given some of the, I don't know how the city, there's a great show on Smithsonian Channel called Aerial America.
Okay.
I got Roz hooked on this, too. And a bunch of other shows, too. We did not have Smithsonian on WOW, but it's there now. And in an hour, they take you, obviously everything is shot by helicopter, to virtually every single corner of a state to show historical points. And man, I learned so much, even from the one they did on Illinois. Even though I lived in Chicago, there was a lot about that that I, from that one, I learned. And I watched Georgia, a lot of cool stuff in that. I had no idea.
You're really on the Smithsonian Channel kick.
Saw Hawaii. I'm gonna take you through the whole island chain and explain different things. I gotta say, I was a little bit stunned at the images of Honolulu, because you think of this tropical paradise, but it actually looks like a chunk of New York was airlifted to the beach and just dropped there. There's hardly any beach. The beach is not wide at all. It's a canyon of towers and hotels and that kind of thing. It's a great show. And they do all 57 states, so...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, isn't it 55?
Did somebody leave? Did we kick somebody out? Did somebody merge? It's weird because Illinois is a very long state, I know, because a judge in Indiana asked that I not drive there anymore for a while, so I had to take to drive to Chicago from, I had to go up to Illinois. And it's a long state, especially when the speed limit was 55. And there's nothing. I mean, really, nothing. I think you go by Rantoul Air Base, and maybe you'll catch a B-52 coming and going, but that's about it. Until you get to the city. So you have this giant city that rises off the plain like Oz. Until you look at the areas around the Oz part and know where, you know, I could show you. If I could have stopped this thing and paused it, I could have circled the areas where... Oh, and of course, it's politically correct because some guy in Hawaii went to measure carbon dioxide levels in the late 50s, and he was the one to prove global warming. And nobody's proven global warming yet. Too many people who have been involved in that have admitted that a lot of the data they've... has been rigged. It's bullcrap. And then... they show us, when you do Illinois, they show you Springfield, the capital of the state, and Lincoln's tomb. And aerial shots of his, well, they recreated his log cabin home, but his actual house is still there. And that's kind of cool. But they had to go and tell us. And then 100 years later, another Illinois senator went to the same capital to proclaim his... I don't want to know that. I'm here for history, not for fairy tales. So, other than that, it's great.
Oh, wonderful. You wearing a hoodie again without a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Looks good.
I kind of wish I had worn something just a tad lighter.
Really?
It's hot in here. Where's that thermostat?
Oh, really? It's cold outside.
Yeah. That's why we have these things called walls here around
it's
the building.
It's perfect in here.
It is now. That's one of the big responsibilities I have in the studio is to make sure that...
it's comfortable for you.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. You just
well, you're the host. It's your show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this is Emily's wedding week.
It is, yeah.
Guess what I have now? I have a desktop computer set up. I'm busy working on my first piece.
Nice. That's good. And before it slips my mind, I've told you this before, but because it's Emily's wedding week,
yes,
I will not be here Friday. I could probably hang out for the first hour, but I have rehearsal and rehearsal dinners. And
don't push it. I got Rosie.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mean to assume Rosie is free, but if Rosie's available, she can come in and you don't have to stress.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not the one who's stressed.
I am stressed.
Well, you're nothing compared to the bride. She's great, and she handles it grace under pressure, but man, it's a lot of work putting one of those together, a wedding.
Brides pull it together.
Yeah.
You know, Janelle had a perfect wedding. She had every single thing covered, except the husband part. You know, but none of us thought he was a kid, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, sometimes those hide.
So now we don't call it the wedding, we call it the big party that we had last year. Boy, it was a big party, and it was great. And she's doing well.
Good.
I'm very proud of her. She's got a big interview coming up at the end of the week, so that goes well.
Good.
I'll be, if I come in here... well, I mean, I hope it moves at the speed of government. Hopefully everything will work out well. If it sounds like I'm avoiding the news, I kind of am. What's happened over the weekend, if I were practicing Catholic, I would not only be angry, I would be afraid. Your religion is absolutely under attack, and the news fakery hit an all-time high or low, depending on how you look at it, this weekend. Between the garbage about Trump from BuzzFeed that all the networks ran with until Bob Mueller, of all people, let's give him credit when it's due.
Yeah.
He was the one that said it's fake news. But it's already out there on the networks, and Barron mentioned this morning. It's sickening how many people are hearing this and just accepting it as fact. So by the time they make a limp-wristed attempt to correct their BS... It's already in a lot of people's heads. They already believe this. Oh, Kamala Harris announces her 2020 run. That group, I mean, did she announce that from Brown's bedroom, where she got her political start in San Francisco, Willie Brown's bedroom? That would have been the perfect place to make that announcement. That's where her political career started, when he was mayor of San Francisco.
On this fake news epidemic?
Oh, there's the fake... is the other thing. What was I reading? You can't get away from this no matter where you go. I'm reading a Boston Globe-based baseball writer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pontificating about Alex Cora, the manager of the team, who's from Puerto Rico, and he doesn't know if he wants to go see President Trump because of what Trump said about the incompetent distribution of relief, if that's what you're referring to. Trump should call him directly, get his number, say, Alec, come to the White House, and you and I can talk privately. Let's sort this out, man to man. And I'll tell you what I know about it. You can tell me what you've heard, and we'll see. But I just wouldn't let that stand and let that become, well, the Red Sox aren't. Because if the manager doesn't go, and any player then goes to the White House, then the manager looks bad. So either they all go or they don't go at all, which is stupid. It's just reached the point of insanity. And let me tell you something. There was the governor of Puerto Rico did well, and we had ships moving in there with relief right after that hurricane moved out. I think that was Maria. The mayor of Puerto Rico, who's a ditz and incompetent, is the one that... I have a feeling that a lot of that assistance wound up going to her people or into her pocket.
Well, and the more reports coming out of the island is that place, it seems, has been captured by the drug cartels.
Oh.
Hundreds, by the hundreds a month, police officers are leaving because it's now bleeding into tourist areas where people are just being killed in broad daylight. And the head of public safety there in Puerto Rico, in San Juan, it's like, there's no problem. This is just social media.
Yeah.
Hyperbole. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, talk about a guy who sounds bought. Yeah, it's getting... my guess where all that stuff went, it went into corrupt channels.
That's
a shame.
But, and so I'm looking at the comment thread, and the first few commenters, yeah, that's right, Al, you tell them, put your foot down. So I went on there and I commented, I said, so the same people that elected a fake Indian, a woman who abused and created a fake ancestry to advance her career, you're okay with that. But you're not even going to take the time to decide or find out or do a little investigation and find out what the real story with the Puerto Rican relief effort was.
Yeah.
Trump did a phenomenal job for all the domestic areas that were hit. Haven't heard anybody doing to him what they did to Bush, that shaming in 2005 with Katrina, where he walked out there and he looked like he was about 7 inches tall from his body posture, looking like a beaten dog because it was his fault. And Kanye West said, George Bush doesn't like black people. This insanity that's going on right now is nothing new. It's been going on for a long, long time.
Well, and on that note, going on for a long, long time, fake news, people seeing what they want to see. I just sent you something in an email. I think you'll like this. You'd have fun going over this article. It's from 2016, but it's from the Columbia Journalism Review. And it's called Reporting and Punditry That Escaped Infamy. And nobody knew anything at first. The attack happened far out in the Pacific on a small remote island, and the long shadow of time has erased much collective memory about the first few hours after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I like that.
And it goes into like all the fake news stories and speculation and how irresponsible the major networks were. It's really, really good.
There's a lot of myths that come out of that situation that happened. The Aerial America, Sean White, does take you through Pearl Harbor. And it's interesting because in the videos I've seen where they've recreated the attack, a lot of the open areas, once you get over Diamond Head, that used to be pineapple farms or whatever, It's all developed. It looks like the city has moved out. And there's one moment in the movie Tora, 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 which does a pretty darn good job of authenticating the event, where they show the planes flying in towards Pearl Harbor, and they show a big white cross on a hill. Well, that white cross is there to commemorate the victims of Pearl Harbor. It's one of those little movie errors that are fun to check out. Like auxiliary being spelled with a double L during Christmas Vacation when he plugs in the lights.
They're in one of the Lord of the Rings movies, I believe, Fellowship, you can see a car very far in the background.
Really?
And that should not be in Middle Earth.
That's what we should do today. Because the man we're celebrating today, what he stood for, nobody's doing. That went out the window. Content of character. Content of character. That's how we're judging people these days. What's her character?
Bad.
No kidding.
Well, you want to talk about the bigotry of low expectations? After Pearl Harbor happened, across CBS, NBC, and Mutual at the time, about two decades old broadcasting.
Hang on a second. We can recreate that. I've got their... The Mutual Network.
There's a lot of great jingles and sounders.
I got it. I got Mutuals. Here it is.
Oh, that's fantastic. Perhaps the nuttiest was the assertion by several commentators that the Japanese were incapable of such a ferocious attack.
Right.
Numerous radio newscasters asserted that only one nation on Earth could have pulled off such a brilliant blitzkrieg, Nazi Germany. And it goes on into details, actual quotes from, like, Upton Close. It is possible, my friends, that this is a coup engineered by German influence and with the aid of German vessels in the Pacific. I mean, not just 10 minutes after the last wave of bombing. And so the rush to the breaking late news, I mean, and seriously, the bigotry and low expectations of what Japan could do led a lot of people to go, and they're not smart enough, they're not clever enough.
That's right. And there were people, now this was touched on by that documentary I watched. There are a lot of people that joined up after the Pearl Harbor attack, figuring it would take a few months to get rid of Japan because they were such a dumb little...
Yeah, Major George Fielding Elliott, a syndicated columnist and military expert, assured listeners that the Pearl Harbor attack spelled doom for the Japanese Empire. Japan is cornered, surrounded by forces which she cannot hope to overcome and to which, in the end, she must succumb, thinking it's, like you said, a few months. But talk about a people that, for whatever they believed in, were dedicated to the cause.
Another great documentary on Smithsonian, the day they dropped the bomb. They found some Hiroshima survivors, and it shows you on a map where they were when the bomb went off. One of them was the woman who sent out the signal that the city had been attacked by a new type of bomb because a soldier had said that to her as he was staggering by. It's an amazing story. And by the way, I should say, it does not guilt trip the U.S. for doing that, because as horrific as that was, what we were facing with an invasion was far worse. And the continued firebombing of Japanese cities, the death would have been many, many times the loss of life. It was a horrible, horrible way to end a war. But what are you going to do when you've got a military and a culture that says death is honorable?
Oh, yeah. And the stories of those guys into the 70s, even, in the Japanese soldiers hiding in the wilderness, still fighting.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember, I think it was in the 80s, actually, somebody who had been hiding for, you know, like decades. They finally convinced him, no, we lost. It's over. You can come home now.
Goodness.
Unreal. But, yeah, so much of the fighting took place in these remote, and, boy, they were great at hiding, you know, assimilating into the landscape. Because we landed on islands and nothing happened until night. Then they came out and our soldiers were getting killed like pigeons on a beach. You know, it was just awful. So they were, that characterization at the beginning of the war probably cost us a lot of people.
Well, and the scholar jumped into like all the radio broadcasts right after, and here's his assessment. He said the commentary on radio seemed more intended to prop up the credibility of the pundits than offer reliable information or helpful context. Doesn't that remind you of today?
A lot, except it's worse, far worse.
Oh, yeah.
And it's part of our buddy Mr. Blackman wrote a beautiful blog today. Journalism is dead. There is no journalism. It is a narrative. It is fairy tale writing, and that's it. So it doesn't matter what a great journalist you might be. The people that make the decisions as to what goes out, come on in. What goes out, we're going to decide how that sounds and what the content of that is. That's the way that works. 327. Courts are closed today. This is the time of year, though, where divorces take place, probably, at least from a filing standpoint, with greater frequency than any other time of the year. For men, the courts, especially when there are kids involved, can be very difficult navigating prejudices in the system. So for men, if there are custody issues or you just want people who know how to represent men in a divorce, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, have the experience and the smarts to help you navigate it and keep you away from the fray so you can focus on moving on with your life, which is really what you need to do. If you try to manage it, you're only going to make it worse. Let them take care of that and reach an agreement that you can live with. That's really important, as I learned the hard way. So you can reach out to them at 819-4810, 819-4810. Mention you're a News Talk listener because you'll get a nice discount on the first consultation. If you mention us as a thank you for listening, 819-4810. Or you can learn more about them today on their website at divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I will make our first visit to the traffic dungeon in a couple of minutes. It's 3:28. Not that we expect a whole lot of it today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At 3:30, let's see what's happening on the road.
Well, it's not as busy as a normal afternoon since it's a holiday. Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing a little congestion on the boulevard. We have tie-ups at the traffic lights all the way around the boulevard. Nothing to worry about today. The interstates are running completely clear. Speed limit right there. And no problems getting into Montgomery on the 31s or leaving on the 31s, as a matter of fact. In Midtown, we have Haynes Ambulance making an emergency run up Ann Street towards the Atlanta Highway. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A police officer has been shot to death in Mobile. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste told reporters that Officer Sean Tudor was gunned down Sunday afternoon. Tudor is the second police officer in Alabama to lose his life in the line of duty this month. Recovery efforts continue today in Wetumpka following this weekend's tornado. Governor Kay Ivey toured the damage this afternoon. Despite the destruction, there was no loss of life. Alabama's capital city is launching free Wi-Fi in the central part of downtown. Plans also call for street cameras and a cell phone app designed to help people find parking. Also planned an expanded fiber optic network and 22,000 new LED lights. It's all part of a broader effort to create a smart city living lab in the city's core. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
It was amazing to watch the coordination between the Alabama News Network, the Rich Thomas Weather Network from downstairs during the event on Saturday. The relief fund has been established. The Central Alabama Community Foundation will serve as a collection point for financial donations for those willing to help the citizens of Wetumpka. This organization will also be working with nonprofits that are providing immediate and long-term services to those affected. If you'd like to make a donation to the Wetumpka Tornado Relief Fund, go to CACFINFO, CACFINFO.org. I'll put this on my Facebook page, or you can make a check payable to CACF, 114 Church Street, Montgomery, and reference Wetumpka Tornado Relief on the line. Let's see. Good afternoon to Jim.
Yes, I was just on my way home and listened to your show in the car, and I would love to get some of those references, sources that y'all quoted about World War II and Pearl Harbor in particular, and how subversive the Democrats are, you know, especially the one about the states where they have videos of various states.
Yes.
I'd like to see some of that stuff. I'm an old man, so I don't do computers very well, but I have a wife who can. So if y'all could put them on your website or something like that, you know.
Are you a Facebook friend?
No, I'm not. I don't do Facebook.
Oh.
Like I said, I'm not a...
You have to join Facebook to visit a page, but if you get a chance, just go to Facebook.com.
Isn't there a website?
Huh?
Don't y'all have WSFA have a website?
I have nothing to do. We don't have anything to do with WSFA. Nothing.
I thought that was the number I just dialed.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Greg, this is T-Bone.
Hi, do you know what you're listening to? I'm just asking because the last guy...
I listen to the Happy Hour.
Very good. Welcome to the show.
I just want to tell you something amazing about a tornado. I worked in the manufacturing area out there towards Wetumpka.
Yes.
We were only 3 out of the 12 buildings that were not hit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went out there Sunday, there was a styrofoam cup sitting on our picnic table, empty, that did not move.
Isn't that amazing how they can just dart around like that and leave something completely unscathed, or remove the liquid from a cup, but leave the cup sitting there, and then just blow a church to pieces?
Well, and there's a tractor trailer on top of another one 50 feet away.
Hey, if anybody listening has a story from Saturday, we'd love to hear it at 272-9228.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate the call. All right. 3:34, we have Rich's forecast coming up in just a minute. Those of you who woke up to the wind chills in the teens today but are partnered up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, no worries for you, because even if something did go wrong, you've got 24/7 urgent care protection from Clark's, which is great. They're phenomenal people. They're coming to my house again tomorrow because my stupid bathtub has gone from being the SS Minnow to the freaking Titanic, comparatively speaking. I'm not talking about loss of life. It's just that it's a problem that just... I could do a documentary on this thing. But Clark's is helping. I got to tell this story a little bit later, but I attempted an engineering feat yesterday to learn something about drainage. It's pretty funny. But I may have actually, or accidentally, it's sort of like when Edison put the filament in the copper or whatever and the light bulb kept burning. It's one of those kind of things. I may have accidentally discovered something or done something smart yesterday when it comes to this kind of thing. But Rick Clark, the plumbers from Clark's, I may have helped them. Believe me, if I did, it was an accident, but I'll tell you the story a little bit later. I'm just glad I have resources like that to help me out through this ridiculous, never-ending horror story. Horse, relatively speaking. You see what happens, you know, to folks like Saturday, and then you realize, this is dumb. Why am I getting upset? These people have real issues to deal with. But it's a good story, because it sort of defines my engineering limitations. For me, it was like building the pyramids a second time, but it's all relative, you know, to the skill set the individual is representing, and mine is not good. So call Clark's 277-2125 and get people who are good to cover your heating, AC, and plumbing. They're the best at what they do. And I've got 10 years of experience with them to back up that statement. You'll love them. And the people are amazing, all thoroughly background checked, vetted, and talented in their field. Exceptionally talented. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Speaking of exceptionally talented, how about the
adorable
Rich Thomas?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, how about a cold night tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature near the freeze mark by dawn, right around 32. Tomorrow will be a little warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Probably one of the nicest days of the week, mostly sunny, then becoming cloudy towards evening. Rain moving in tomorrow night and also on Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high around 66. Then the precipitation ends by Thursday morning. It turns breezy and cold with a high temperature barely up to about 50 on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
It's been raining for weeks. With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everybody's griping about the government shutdown, but it don't really affect me much. Hell, I ain't worked since the 80s thanks to a slip and fall scam I pulled at Walmart. Cha-ching. Anyway, as long as they don't interrupt my bingo night or stop making my cigarettes, I couldn't give a rodent's rear end if the government don't never come back to work. Hell, I kind of wish they wouldn't come back. Then maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't put those very rude Surgeon General's warnings on my cigarettes. Who in the pray tell thought that was a good idea? Look, when I'm stressed out and about ready to mow someone down on my motor scooter, the last thing I need is to bust out my cigarettes and get this warning that smoking's kind of bad for you, blah, blah, blah. If I wanted to hear the nonsense from a surgeon, then I would have seen one about this abscess years ago. So for me, this government shutdown is a government shut up, and I am all about it.
Thank you, Menthol Meredith.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
And thanks to
Joey,
we now know that Pearl Harbor was fake news. The story is amazing.
It's really good.
I mean, we could sit here and rehash all the fake news from the weekend. Those poor kids from Covington High School, their own school didn't even back them up. The videotape did. And thank God the AG for the state of Kentucky said, if you're coming, because Antifa, right, the local American terrorist organization, they're ready to start protest, you know, doing their thing. And he said, try it. Actually, he put it more in a way of...
Are you sure you want to do that?
We'll deal with you. Good. Good. It's great to see a politician who's trying to assure that everybody has rights. And particularly on this day. So that's why I said at the beginning, man, when you look at what happened in that little incident in D.C., if you're a practicing Catholic, you should be real concerned about that event and the attacks on the church. Not good. This Pearl Harbor story is fascinating because it connects to today's news fakery. And it's out of the bag. I mean, it's not, oh, well, Trump makes that up or one of those kinds of things. It's out in the open. With very limited access to verifiable information, newspaper and radio reporters following the attack on Pearl Harbor acted irresponsibly. Wild speculation flooded the public sphere when radio transmissions from Hawaii were severely constricted. Isn't this interesting? The transmission's coming back, but they couldn't get a transmission to Hawaii to say, hey, watch out for Japanese bombers. And instead, 2,400 get killed. You know, it's so similar to 9/11 in so many regards in that there were warnings, but one agency didn't share with another agency what they knew, and as a result, a lot of people got killed. It's history repeating itself, and we always say, well, you got to learn history so you don't repeat it, but we stopped teaching it because we've got more important classes to teach, right? So let's go back to the story. This is from, what's the name? CJR.org?
Columbia Journalism Review.
Oh.
So they just kind of cover journalism from all sorts of angles.
A look back at the reporting on Pearl Harbor shows how little has changed in the way of media covers or doesn't cover major events, from a tendency for errors in the early days of a crisis to its use of analysts. They should name themselves Aesop and Grimm for all the factual analysis they do, and outside experts to fill the void created by the lack of actual reporting. This void of information catalyzes speculation and conjecture, and it's here that journalism starts to crumble. Close examination of any epical breaking news story, Pearl Harbor, the Kennedy assassination, 9/11, reveals the same pattern. It's like the Warren Commission after JFK. Well, here's the story. You're not going to think about maybe this, not just accepting this as fact, doing a little digging or wondering why so many witnesses offered testimony and were turned away.
Well, and this is also especially true of, like, these mass shooting events.
Yes.
To where everybody's looking, I just wait a few days before I even report details.
American broadcasting was just two decades old when the Pearl Harbor attack happened, making it the first instance of a shocking national news report to be transmitted directly in real time to a mass audience. America's radio networks faced an anxious public dialing in through that Sunday. With little news to report, as the hours passed, they turned to pundits, who largely did a terrible job, just like today. They suck. Across CBS, NBC, and Mutual, the experts offered odd theories for how, why, and the attack happened. Perhaps the nuttiest was the assertion by several commentators that the Japanese were incapable of such a ferocious assault. Numerous radio newscasters asserted that only one nation on earth could have pulled off such a brilliant blitzkrieg, Nazi Germany. Quote, it's possible... Pardon me, my mouse slipped away from me. It's possible, my friends, that this is a coup engineered by German influence and with the aid of German vessels in the Pacific, of which there were none, said NBC News commentator Upton Close.
What a pretentious name.
Hello, I'm Upton Close, and everything I'm about to say is wrong. Unreal. A specialist on the Far East. I mean, you know there's a specialist. How can you question? I'm a specialist.
He spends all of his days studying the Far East, yet he's still wrong.
I'm a plumbing specialist. But I can't tell you that story in the middle of this, or it'll get too confusing. And again, it's possible that this is a coup engineered by a small portion of the Japanese Navy that's gone fanatic.
What?
This is in 1941 after they've taken over most of Asia and have been butchering and slaughtering people. Not a whole lot very comparable to what the Nazis were doing in terms of the humanity factor. A third idea he proffered, that's what commentators and analysts do. They proffer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The third idea he proffered was that the attack was staged by the anti-war faction and the Japanese government to discredit the pro-war faction by presumably provoking the United States into destroying the Japanese military. All these things are possible, he concluded, but none of them, of course, were true. A few hours later, CBS aired the commentary of Major George Fielding Elliott. How can you disagree with a name like that long? You know, Major.
And was
George
Major,
Fielding Elliott.
Is Major his title and rank, or is his first name actually Major?
Well, he was a syndicated columnist and a military expert, there's that word again, who assured listeners that the Pearl Harbor attack spelled doom for the Japanese Empire. Well, yeah. But it took a little time to make it happen. Japan is cornered, surrounded by forces from which she cannot hope to overcome and to which, in the end, she must succumb. As the day wore on, real reporting receded, giving way to more speculation. Right-wing commentator. They had those back then.
Yeah, just a few.
I thought those, since Obama was elected president. I thought that's when that started. This, I guess, is the Sean Hannity of his time?
Yes. But he's got another one of these uppity names.
Yeah, right-wing commentator. Fulton Lewis Jr. Fulton Lewis Jr. told an audience 5 hours after the attack that he shared the doubts of many American authorities that the Japanese were truly responsible. He, quote, reported, end quote, that U.S. military officials weren't convinced Japanese pilots had the skills to carry out such an impressive raid.
Wow.
The War Department, he said, is concerned to find out who the pilots of these planes are, whether they are actually Japanese pilots. There is some doubt to that, some skepticism, whether they may be pilots of some other nationality, perhaps German or even Italian. He explained the rumor that Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, that came out with John Belushi in Animal House, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Did we surrender when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
0.0.
Animal House really should be our first reference point for the destruction of our education system, but that's... the rumor that the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor lingered on the airwaves with NBC reporting. It's the same networks. They just have different stools doing the pigeoning. That eyewitnesses claim to have seen Nazi swastikas painted on some of the bombers.
Wow.
There weren't.
No, there weren't.
In an attack like that where everybody's panicking and hysterical, you'll see a lot of things that aren't actually there. 20 years later, scholars.
A scholar.
We have a scholar on the story now. Ernest D. Rose carefully evaluated the first radio reports about Pearl Harbor. His assessment was brutal. He says, quote, one cannot escape the conclusion that in the overall pattern of radio news communication that day, something was drastically wrong. The bulk of radio news time was consumed by commentators and analysts trying to explain the meaning of situations without access to reliable first-hand information. Well, who needs facts? Nobody cares about facts. BuzzFeed says that Trump told his lawyer to, you know, call Putin. I want to build a hotel. Nonsense. Total garbage. And when Robert Mueller has to be the guy to say that's fake news, that shows you how far off the deep end everything has gotten. You got to give Mueller credit for that. I'm sure some of his sycophants and the people who are expecting him to take down, and he's not. There's nothing there. That if there were, it would have been leaked long ago, and we would be preparing for impeachment proceedings now. So again, this is what you're hearing today. And Stick Shift Danny sent me a great story about the news fakery with this terrible Covington story. I got to post that because that is a great find. And thank you, young Joey, for finding it.
Well, and then other things in history come up, like Remember the Maine and like all sorts of stuff that just the media runs with it. And sometimes it's done on purpose to stir up for a certain cause without actually getting to the facts.
That's another one. You are correct. That's why.
Like the arrest of the man who planted the bombs. Here's another thing CNN got wrong.
And yesterday, that would have been everything. Everything from the bogus BuzzFeed story. And they all carried it. Yeah, oh, boy, this is great. You could almost hear the saliva pooling in their mouths while they're passing this nonsense along. And this Covington story bothers me actually more than anything else because these are kids that are literally attacked by unfriendly forces and their own school, without looking into what actually happened, judges them. It's a sad day. Sad day when stuff like that is happening. You going to see Lori tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
At Infusion?
I've started some serious weight training along with the yoga. So I am
Let me
sore.
Ask you, since we're getting conspiratorial here, is all of this weight training and everything part of a plot so you can come in and kick my butt and throw me out of here and take the show?
Well, I'm already there.
Yeah.
So no.
Just thought I'd ask. Seemed like a reasonable thing to do. I believe it's tomorrow. Rich is going to try Cryoskin 3.0. You may have heard terms like school or cool sculpting and stuff like that. This is not that, but it is the same premise where they use technology to literally destroy the fat cells under the skin. They decomposing. They are discharged through your normal lymphatic system, and they're gone. It's an interesting thing, because I had it done in December, and you get measured before and after the treatment, and I lost an inch immediately. But it's after that, there's no pain or discomfort at all. They just glide this thing over the area you want to treat it for women. I'm not saying women are exclusively dealing with cellulite, but I do know that they have treated some who I want to target an area. It's not the waistline per se, it's that. It works. Talk to Ryan Turner at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit Infusion Cryo and Laser. There's laser therapy for chronic pain and IV vitamin therapy, which has worked to give you that boost or to help you, you know. I don't want to sound like Austin Powers, but if you lose your mojo, they have IV therapies that will help you recapture that. If you feel like you're dragging your way through life, it works. It's all science at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Jake.
How y'all doing today? Good, I can tell.
Fabulous.
Well, I just wanted to mention thank you again for putting me on to a wonderful sponsor. You were just talking about cryotherapy. I recently had a chance to go over there, and I was a little nervous and didn't know what to expect, but I came out of there feeling like a new man. Everybody over there is great people.
And I'm so glad to hear this.
It was excellent. I felt like a new person.
That is awesome, man. I'm so glad to hear that, and let me thank you for calling to share your personal experience with it. Really appreciate that.
Well, thank you all for keeping us up to date on who to see when we need.
We do our best.
Whatever we need.
Thanks.
Thank y'all.
Well, I would never, as I've said 100 times, maybe more than that, ask you to spend your money with something I haven't either used myself and paid my own money to use, or where I had not experienced what I'm suggesting you try. I had a plumbing adventure yesterday, and I got to tell you that story next hour.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's a humdinger, whatever. Right now at 3:56, let's visit with Mr. Balaki, and then we'll come back after Fox News at 4.
Not a bad afternoon to be traveling. It's a holiday Monday. Montgomery Skywatch traffic is showing our first accident of the day. It's on Taylor Road, northbound, right at I-85 near the East Chase entrance. Please be careful in that area. Otherwise, you got a great ride this afternoon. We don't see anything to bother you on the interstates, the 31s, and the boulevard's a little crowded, but no big deal. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary, and there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, 3 floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I just posted the story we referenced before the break about the fake news, the concept of fake news, how it happened on December 7, 1941. It's the same problem, the same system that's in place today when analysts and experts fill in the void between fact and fiction. And that's called narrative. And that's what listeners to the radio got in 1941. And that's what you're getting if you're watching any of the same networks that had no idea what they were talking about on that date. What is it? Almost, it'll be 80 years in 2021. Unbelievable. How it happened then and why it's happening today. Make the connection. It's a good story to read. It's on my Facebook page. Thank you.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake.